Stepping back from today's coverage, a few threads run through almost everything we discussed. One is the question of who controls the infrastructure that developers and creators depend on, whether that's the sandboxing layer for AI agents, the platform that mediates vulnerability disclosure, or the media ecosystem that covers a music scene. Each of those situations involves a similar structural dynamic. Someone builds critical infrastructure, scales it, and then faces the tension between the original mission and the economics of operating at scale.
The cognitive health thread also stayed with me. The taxi driver research and the LLM learning methodology piece are both, in different ways, asking questions about what kind of mental work builds durable human capability versus what kind of mental work we should be comfortable delegating. Those aren't questions with easy answers. And I think the HN community is one of the few places where those discussions happen with real rigor rather than either reflexive technophobia or reflexive techno-optimism.
The surveillance piece sits uncomfortably in the background of all of this, a reminder that the same AI capabilities enabling better coding tools and better learning tools are also enabling continuous passive recording of human behavior at a scale that has no historical precedent. The Atlantic piece didn't offer easy solutions, and neither do we. But the fact that the HN community generated 274 comments on it suggests that the anxiety is real and widely shared among technically sophisticated people who understand exactly what these systems can do.
We do want to take a moment for some genuine transparency. Earlier in the season, we made a claim about Ukraine conducting strikes on Russian naval assets in the Caspian Sea. A listener flagged this, and when we went back to verify it, the claim doesn't hold up. The Caspian Sea is landlocked and geographically remote from Ukrainian-controlled territory in ways that make the specific claim we made implausible. We got it wrong, and we're saying so explicitly, getting caught in a bad claim is uncomfortable, but it's better than letting it stand. We're committed to flagging these when they surface.
On lighter notes, the paper globe folding project, the alchemical PCB badges, the Persian snake omen book from 1892, the nearest pub finder, and the Blackwing pencil manufacturing video all made appearances in today's HN feed, and they're reminders that the community has a genuine breadth of curiosity that goes well beyond tech industry news. If you've never spent time on the new tab on HN rather than just the front page, it's worth the detour.
Everything we discussed today lives in the Hacker News community at news.combinator.com. The stories, the linked articles, and most importantly, the comment threads, where people who actually built some of these systems share what we don't know and can't know from the headlines alone. We are genuinely grateful to that community for surfacing this content every day. The volume and quality of what HN aggregates makes this podcast possible in a very direct sense.
We also want to acknowledge the tools that make this production work. Claude Code from Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation, and Perplexity powers our real-time topic discovery and research. We use both every day, and the quality of what they make possible continues to impress us, which is why we mention them sincerely rather than as a footnote. If you're interested in following broader current events beyond the tech world, the Intelligix Daily News covers geopolitics, markets, and global affairs. Worth checking out if today's coverage left you wanting more context on the world outside the terminal.
We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the HN community decides matters. Thanks for listening to Intelligix HN Daily.